Today's hadith, one Jundub ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man salla salata subhi fahuwa fi dhimmatillahi fala yatlubunnakumullahu min dhimmatihi bi shay'in fa'innahu man yatlubuhu min dhimmatihi bi shay'in yudrikhu thumma yakubbuhu ala wajhihi fi nari jahannam. Rawahu Muslim. Today's hadith got to do with the protection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person for performing the Fajr Salah. Protection to get VIP security, to get bodyguards. We know how costly it is, how expensive it is. And depending on the quality and the reputation of the bodyguard service or their personal protection service, we know accordingly the prices will vary. So like that, when a person gets protection from bodyguards, he feels strong, he feels comfortable, he feels safe. And if he gets state protection, he feels even safer. Imagine a person getting protection from the superpower of the world. What type of protection that will be? But here Allah Ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is mentioning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person divine protection for performing the Fajr Salah. So the translation of today's hadith has a Jundub ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one who offers the Fajr Salah is under the protection of Allah Ta'ala. So let not Allah Ta'ala seek from you anything regarding his protection, because he will seize that person from who he seeks anything regarding his protection. He will then fling him on his face into the fire of Jahannam. The second part of the hadith, the first part is, one who offers the Fajr Salah is under the protection of Allah Ta'ala. So let not Allah Ta'ala seek from you anything regarding his protection, because he will seize that person from whom he seeks anything regarding his protection. He will then fling him on his face into the fire of Jahannam. Ulama gives few explanations here. What is meant by let Allah Ta'ala not seize him with regard to his protection is the person that performs his Fajr Salah, he has got now the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He shouldn't be such now that he starts leaving out that Fajr Salah, and now he is breaking that protection, that pact, that guard that he got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first is we shouldn't be leaving out that Fajr Salah, such an important thing. Why break that pact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving? Allah is giving such a great protection. Don't break that. The second explanation ulama give, and this is given by Allama Hajar al-Haythami rahmatullah alayhi, he states that this hadith contains a severe warning for those who harass a person who performed his Fajr Salah. By harassing that person, he's got the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't you seek anything regarding his protection. In other words, don't harass that person who's under the protection of Allah ta'ala. This is a severe warning for you. Don't touch that person who has performed his Fajr Salah. In fact, Allama Sha'arani rahmatullah alayhi, he mentions that despite the oppression that Hajjaj bin Yusuf was a great oppressor, that despite his oppression, he would ask a person, that did you perform your Fajr Salah? If that person said yes, that I had performed my Fajr Salah, then he wouldn't punish him. He wouldn't punish that person out of fear of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that person that performed the Fajr Salah is under the protection of Allah Ta'ala. So don't you seek anything with regard to the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this also tells us that the person is very foolish if he leaves out that Fajr Salah when he's getting such easy protection from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explain also that why man salata salata subhi, that person who performs the Fajr Salah, why not any other Salah? Because generally when a person performs his Fajr Salah, after this now the day starts. So he's starting the day, from the morning he's starting with the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not like some major part of the day has started, and then from the morning he's getting the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just by performing his Fajr Salah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. We're doing this section on showing shafqat and rahmat, mercy and kindness to people. Imagine what kindness and shafqat this is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person came for a short while, performed his Fajr Salah. Apart from the many ni'mats he got of coming, one is coming in the darkness to the house, or coming in the darkness to perform Salah and he's getting the reward of complete nur on the day of Qiyamah. Apart from that, and the reward of performing Salah with Jamaat, how many times is multiplied, etc. A person is leaving away with the personal divine protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.